New Hampshire's immigration story includes the stories of many refugees, people who come to the United States because they can't stay in their native countries due to violence or famine. Many of those refugees are resettled in Manchester, but the city's mayor, Ted Gatza, says that needs to change. He wants a moratorium on new placements to avoid straining city services. This week, I talked with Carolyn Benedict-Drew, the president and CEO of the International Institute of New England, which resettles refugees in New Hampshire. She says Manchester can accommodate more refugees, even in a tough economy and with tight city budgets.
The best of my knowledge, refugees do not cost the city extraordinary dollars. I have not seen any data that would confirm that.
So the concern that the city doesn't have the social services, the school services, housing, employment, you don't see that?
Well, most of our people find jobs within a relatively short period of time. Most of our children that go to the Manchester public schools do extraordinarily well, and that's been confirmed by the school department.
Mayor Gatsas has gone to the executive council and said, in effect, don't put through the state funding for groups like the International Institute that are working with refugees here. What would be the ground level effects if that funding was held up or even rejected?
If the executive council chooses to reject these grants, it will not paralyze the International Institute. We will still be welcoming 200 refugees to the city of Manchester this upcoming year. We will still be able to provide refugees with their first 30 to 60 days of care. After that, I think it's going to be a little harder. Things like translation services will now have to be provided by the health centers. Not only will refugees, new Americans, lose, but a good percentage of immigrants will lose extra help in the school system.
Do you see any scenario where 200 refugees would be resettled in Manchester and you start to see the city really can't go forward with 200, but maybe 100 or 150, and you find somewhere else for the additional individuals?
Well, don't forget, we're really concentrating the next couple of years and last year on family reunification. We're only bringing immediate family members into Manchester, so we couldn't possibly think about somewhere else.
A few years ago, you had said the International Institute was going to strengthen its relationship with other community groups, and it was going to do more monitoring to make sure that the housing available to refugees in Manchester and other places was in good condition, up to code, no bed bugs. Where would you say the Institute is now on each of those goals?
Certainly in the relationship with the community, I think on a scale of, 1 to 10, it's, might have been out of 5, and I would say it's much more close to 10. It's never perfect, right? You could probably go to many of the people that may have felt differently a few years ago, and you would find that today they're very satisfied with the partnership and the openness the Institute has brought to the community. Bedbugs are, like a lot of small urban communities, have this problem, but it is certainly not been something that has come to my attention in quite some time. Housing stock is monitored by the city of Manchester. I can only make the assumption that if we can rent it, it has been approved by the codes and the ordinances of the city of Manchester. If that's not the case, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that. We do and have worked very closely with landlords in the last 2 or 3 years. Many of our landlords came to a meeting a month or so ago when the State Department was visiting us on the behest of the mayor. The landlords had nothing to say but fabulous things about our clients.
Carolyn Benedict-Drew, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Carolyn Benedict-Drew is president and CEO of the International Institute of New England. We continue our series, New Hampshire's Immigration Story, tomorrow morning on The Exchange. We'll hear stories of coming to America and the issues that come with it.